Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Brian Meyer is on the WBEN Trocare College Lifeline, former WBEN reporter and former Buffalo News reporter. We're looking back at OJ's life, which was so intertwined with Buffalo. Brian, you have to remember how revered Simpson was, and then the shock of everyone, starting with that slow-speed Bronco chase.
Oh, absolutely. I was one of the 95 million people watching it from my cottage at Rushford Lake and just couldn't believe it. This was, a sports icon, a community icon, a really larger-than-life figure. And it was really surreal from the very, very first early reports, and continued to be one of the most bizarre things I've covered in my career.
You know, before we get into the circus, I wonder, can you kind of expand on that a little bit? Because my entire life, I've only known of O.J. Simpson post Bronco chase. Oh, yeah. I mean, the Bronco chase is my introduction to O.J. So before that, what was O.J. like? How visible was he in Buffalo and Western New York?
Well, he obviously was one of the most famous people in Western New York who really set a global standard for us. I mean, his gridiron prowess was known the world over and put Buffalo on the map at a time when the Bills weren't, making a lot of global news. And as a little kid, I was, very young at the time when O.J. was on the field. But I remember the name and remember the reverence that O.J., those two letters, simply elicited.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, he was an ambassador, I would say, for this area.
Absolutely.
Up until that point.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, then came the trial of the century, right? He's charged with these murders, and it became a daily drama. You were sent from the station, WBEN, to cover this in L.A.
I was. Three separate trips to L.A., a lot of mileage racked up. We went for jury selection, stayed there for 10 or 11 days, then went to the beginning, opening statements and start of testimony, and then we're there for the verdict, closing statements and the verdict, and it was truly one of the more, I thought, I fooled myself thinking when I got to L.A. the first time, well, I know it's going to be a larger-than-life trial, but I had covered a decade earlier the .22 caliber killing case here in Buffalo, and I knew it would be, much, 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 much bigger. I thought, okay, well, times three, in terms of the circus and the global attention, and it was probably times 3,000 that. It was just amazing. We set up a what was called Camp OJ, this cavernous parking lot right across from the courthouse, because you had hundreds of reporters from all over the world. Not enough space. We spent our time in construction trailers with modern devices like fax machines, trying to cover it the best we could, running to the steps of the courthouse when we thought Johnny Cochran or one of the other attorneys would be coming out. It was truly a memory filled and, I have to be honest, pretty exhausting experience.
The characters, I mean, the circus of it all was incredible. I mean, I can't think of another case where just every single face became kind of a household. Like you knew it was. You recognized the judge. Here's Cato. Here's all these people.
Cato Brennan, exactly. Judge Lance Ito, and I mean, just all of Robert Shapiro, just amazing. And of course, what even compounded the circus were the folks who showed up. There were souvenir hucksters every single day, hawking O.J. buttons, posters, trading cards. I remember running into a family from out of state on vacation in California. They were going to go to Disneyland, but first they wanted to stop at Camp O.J. to see all the hubbub and the reporters and all the potential characters they may bump into on the stairs. It was just really amazing. There were tour buses. Tour buses would make stops, and people would get out and see if maybe they would recognize one of these attorneys, et cetera. Just it was really, to say surreal, that's an understatement.
Yeah, absolutely right. It just seems like there were two OJs, right? The way it's so complicated to remember him.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's a dichotomy because I've heard that, everyone's trying to say, okay, what is the reaction to O.J. Simpson's death? And you heard the word complicated mentioned so many times because on one hand, you've got this accomplished sports icon who spent decades then as this friendly, happy-go-lucky actor and pitchman. And of course, then those horrifying, times in 1994. And I guess his legacy will remain shrouded in mystery. He was found not guilty in his criminal trial. He was held liable for his civil case. And it all hinged on that, quote, beyond reasonable doubt phrase that we all know very well.
And really, it almost depends on your generation or when you grew up as to how you remember. As I mentioned, I only knew him post-trial. The trial is my introduction. Some people remember him as this media superstar in the movies. Others might still remember him as a Buffalo Bill.
Yes, during those times in his accomplished life, the person who would stop and spend untold amount of time signing autographs for giddy kids and just, everyone I've run into who knew him personally, folks older than me, said just such a nice guy, such a really, and yet, of course, again, the dichotomy, the contradiction, the horrors that occurred. And it is a complicated interpretation of the O.J. Simpson legacy.
Brian, thanks for helping us remember. Appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
Of course. Brian Meyer, former WBEN reporter who was out in L.A. covering the O.J. Simpson trial for WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.